Hello, Justin, and a good morning, everybody. The first outdoor track and field meet in the coverage area is scheduled for later on today, hosted by West Delaware at the West Delaware Track and Field Complex behind the middle school in Manchester. The Hawks will host their first ever varsity co-ed meet, featuring eight schools, so 16 teams total, beginning with field events at 4:30. The girls and boys squads competing besides West Delaware include Maquoketa Valley, Edco, Independence, Central Cater, Hudson, Lisbon, and Olwine. To the world of women's college basketball, the Elite Eight transcending into the Final Four on Friday night. Last night's finals, South Carolina, the one seed, advanced on with a win over Maryland 86-75. The Gamecocks will be the opponent for the Iowa Hawkeyes, of course, coming up on Friday night. It'll be South Carolina's fifth Final Four appearance and their third straight. They are the defending national champions and unbeaten this season with a record of 36-0. Virginia Tech, the other one seed still alive in the tourney, advancing on last night with a win over Ohio State, 84-74. The Lady Hokies will meet LSU on Friday night in the first of two games, starting at 6 o'clock down in Dallas, the host of the Women's Final Four. University of Iowa Athletics Department will be hosting a free women's basketball watch party Friday night inside Carver Hawkeye Arena for that national semifinal game for the Hawkeyes against South Carolina. Doors on the north, south and west side to Carver Hawkeye Arena will open at 7:30, and that's 1 hour before the scheduled tip-off of 8:30 Iowa time, as clear bag policy will be in effect. Fans attending the watch party will be asked to view the game on the Jumbotron from the east side of the arena. Due to construction access, the floor will not be available for fans. Parking will be free in all Carver Hawkeye Arena surrounding lots with no reserved parking. Additional information can be found at HawkeyeSports.com/WBBGameDay/. To the NFL, Green Bay Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst says he's not requiring a first-round pick in a potential trade, sending four-time MVP quarterback Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets, but added he'd want a fair value. Gutekunst and Jets general manager Joe Douglas both discussed trade talks involving the 39-year-old Rodgers on Monday at the NFL annual meetings. Rodgers said March 15th during an appearance on a radio sports talk show that he intends to play for the Jets in 2023. In the NBA last night, these winners: Minnesota, the LA Clippers, Dallas, Milwaukee, New York, Phoenix, Denver, and New Orleans. In Major League Baseball, only 2 days remain before the official start and opening day coming up on Thursday for Major League Baseball 2023. Yesterday, interleague flavor, the Cubs and White Sox tied. The winners, the LA Angels, Arizona, San Diego, Philadelphia, the Cardinals, Braves, Minnesota, and Oakland. In the AL, Yankees, Houston, and Kansas City all victorious, and Colorado beat Milwaukee in National League play. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good rest of your Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.